this is the first time they've done it live, and it's the first time they've done the announcements from anywhere but New York City. So this was a tremendous coup for Visit Orlando, which is the organization that, promotes the area for conventions and meetings.
What does that mean from a cultural or national standpoint that the first time this is outside of New York City, it's here in Orlando and it's a national award ceremony?
When people think of Orlando from now on, the people who are foodies, the people who followed the James Beard Awards, and will see that this prestigious foundation chose Orlando to make these announcements, will start to think, well, maybe I should explore what Orlando has the next time I'm down there and not just walk around the parks eating a turkey leg. And we were fortunate enough to have four chefs who were nominated for the semifinals. All four of them have been nominated before. It's four nominees, but it's actually three restaurants because James and Julie Patrakis of The Ravenous Pig were nominated again. Hari Pulapaka of Cress Restaurant in DeLand and Henry Salgado of Spanish River Seafood Grill in New Smyrna Beach. And it's also notable that two of the four chefs are not in Central Florida proper, not in the greater Orlando area. There, we've got DeLand and we've got New Smyrna Beach. So it's really beginning to spread wider.
Does this bode well for their chances that they've been nominated multiple times and now the announcement was made here?
Well, it does help because I'm a regional judge for the James Beard Awards. And when I'm traveling to a community, I will look back at who some of the nominees were before, and those will be the restaurants that I'll start to look at to do my research on where I'm going to eat when I'm visiting that community. Whether I'm just on traveling for pleasure or traveling for business, you got to eat, so you might as well look for the restaurants that are that have been recognized, and so. I'm sure the other judges from around the country will do the same thing. And so the more they're nominated, the more likely it is that they're going to get the attention of the judges.
Anything else you want to say about this?
You know, one of the big surprises was that Scott Hunnell of Victoria and Albert's was not nominated this year. And he has been nominated six times before. And I think he has held the greatest hope for us as we talked about, that each time they're nominated, they get a little bit more recognition and their name is out there a little bit more. And I thought he was finally getting that momentum where, we've never had anyone get to the finals list. The semifinal is about 20 people, I believe, in each region, and the judges will now go in and choose up to five people, and the people who get the most votes will go to that finals list.
Thank you.
You're welcome.